Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry for the impromptu opening. But nonetheless, this is your guy, Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio. This morning, I'm coming at you live this morning. With our 8 o'clock Monday morning podcast. Normally, this is I take this show, but this morning I decided to talk to you live because I want you to feel my passion through this podcast. Hey, listen, mail handlers, let's get right to what we were. Let's get right to the business. In order for us to help ourselves, we have to become more aware of our surroundings. And what I mean by our surroundings, I'm going to focus this podcast this morning on dock operations, specifically Citygate, Columbus, Ohio. Mail handlers, as I go through the dock or as I drive through the building, because I'm a level 5 operator, I drive a walkie rider. More and more often do I go on a dock and see clerks, expediters performing mail handler tasks. And what I mean by performing mail handler tasks, I mean as far as loading trucks, unloading trucks. Moving mail around on the dock. Folks, listen to me. If you want to be serious about protecting your job, then we have to start reporting and filing grievances on this blatant cross-craft violation. And let me take a moment and say to the expediters on the dock at Citygate, I take my hat off to you because you do an outstanding job doing mail handling work. So the reason I want to say that to you is there's no need when I come back to work on Wednesday for you to be walking around looking at me with a long face because of what I'm about to say. I'm sure you know that's mail handling work. I'm sure you do it because your commitment to the Postal Service is extremely high and you're more focused on on-time delivery, getting mail out of the building than the supervision and Columbus will ever be. So please don't take offense at me. But again, if mail handlers started going to the dock and logging into the computer in the program that I think it used to be called Times, logging in and out, trucks coming, scheduling trips, if the mail handler went in your computer and did that, you'd feel a little sour also. So that's all this is today, advising mail handlers on the dock that expediters are performing mail handler work, and I need the mail handlers on the dock to start filing grievances and turn in witness statements that they witness you performing this work. Listen, the issue is against the mail handler and management. APW clerks, don't put yourself in the middle of that. Here we go. Two things I have for you this morning. I've got a job description from a mail handler assistant. And general expediter. Now, let me tell you something. I'm sorry. I got a little frazzled there. I got a mail handler level 4 and then the general expediter. Now, I understand there may be several different expediters, so please bear with me if the expediter I'm talking about is not the expediter in Columbus. Columbus has got their bid so screwed up that they probably call it something else only in Columbus. But the description I'm going to read to you this morning is a general expediter's occupation code 2315-11XX. It's a job level P-07. Expediters, They arrange for the proper transfer, for which may require the knowledge of incoming and or outgoing schemes, transportation schedules, and receipt and dispatch information, and performing mail distribution between highway contract routes, your HCR routes, mail managers and truck routes, and other mail units, and the separating, loading, and unloading of railway storage cars, flexivans, and piggyback trailers by contractors and postal employees to ensure proper and expeditious handling. So notice, nowhere in there do you hear the word load, unload. Some of the duties and responsibilities, and again, I'm coming directly off of a job description for the expediter. They expedite the distribution and dispatch of mails processed in the assigned work area. So in other words, they expedite the distribution and dispatch of all mails processed in the assigned area. Coordinates the dispatch of mail from cases, registry schedules, and other areas. Recommends change in pouch and sack racks. Assists supervisors in carrying out special assignments, such as mail volume counts, information for surveys, observing handling of selected mail matter. They ensure proper labeling, timely closing, routing and dispatch of all pouches and sacks within the assigned work area. And we're going to come back to number five in a second, because I want to know how mail handlers got roped into scanning. And it tells you right here, part of that expedited job is timely closing. And number six, keep informed on contract provisions for routes serving the facility, such as loading agreements, correct size vehicles, proper protection of the mail. Number seven, keeps informed of all scheduled arrivals and departures at the duty station and has knowledge of the most expeditious dispatch to ensure an alternate rerouting of preferential mails. Examines outgoing and incoming vehicles to determine degree of utilization and adherence to the highway safety regulation and reports irregularities to the supervisor. You see, one thing in there is, instead of loading our mail expediters, why don't you check those trailers out? See, that's more in line of what your job function says you should be doing. Recommends arrangements for extra trips. Oversees the loading and unloading of storage cars, flex vans, piggyback trailers. Number 11. Maintains close contact with supervision in the distribution and vehicle services unit to assure close coordination of all mail handling operations. And notice, that starts off with maintains close contact, because the expediter is an APW employee, craft employee. Under no circumstances do their authorization or their authority ever drift over into guiding, directing mail handlers, not part of their job assignment. And the supervisor for the expediter will be a supervisor at an air center facility or other designated supervisors. That's if anyone shows up for work, because I'm talking directly to Columbus, folks. Now, the main thing I want you to understand, that I just read a lot of stuff to you, and I didn't mean to confuse you, but what you didn't hear is them unloading and touching mail, moving mail. They supervise, they observe, they expedite, they coordinate, they recommend, assist the supervisor. The words, those action verbs that go with that job description. Now, when I come over to the mail handler unloads mail from trucks, places empty sacks or pouches on racks, labels them where prearranged or where racks are plainly marked, handles and sacks empty equipment, cancel stamps on partial posts, assist in supply and slip rooms, and operates copy machines and related office equipment. operates equipment and machinery, excuse me, assigned to the jurisdiction of the mail handler union, performs other duties as assigned. Again, they are supervised by supervisor distribution operation or other designated supervisors, or in the Columbus, Ohio plant, sometimes nobody. Hey, listen, I read a lot to you, and I really didn't mean to confuse you. I just want you to understand that when you are on the dock and you see expediters, and you're going to see it unless you're Stevie Wonder, loading and unloading of trucks and performing mail handler work, let me say this to you, mail handlers. Do not fall for the old nonsense. Well, nobody else is here, so they have to do it. I say to you, nobody else is there because postal management is trying to subliminally eliminate as many mail handler jobs as possible, so no one is there. It's not an accident. It's a calculated plan by postal management. So when the expediter is on the dock performing mail handler work, it is never about confrontation, because as I said to the mail handler earlier, this is not an issue between the National Postal Mail Handlers Union and the APWU. This is an issue between the National Postal Mail Handlers Union and the agency. So, expediters, I'm not asking or telling you to do anything because I don't have that authority. But what I am saying is, if you're out there performing mail handler work, how about you give us a statement on that? See, that's true solidarity. And when we are both involved, when both unions are involved in protecting jobs, then again, that makes the Postal Services Union strong. So again, not looking to upset the apple cart too much, but I'm saying to the expediters who work on the dock at Citygate, Columbus, Ohio, if you are performing mail handler work and a mail handler asks you for a statement, it would be the right thing to do for you to help write that statement, or for you to provide a statement so that the mail handlers can get compensated for you performing mail handler work. Now, if for some reason you feel that what you're doing isn't mail handler work, I don't know how you would feel that. And I've talked to most expediters, and I'm sure you know, and I'm sure you do it because of shortage of personnel. But if you feel that what you're doing is clerk work and not mail handler work, then again, I ask you to talk to your stewards. Get a copy of your job description. And together, folks, we can build a better post office. If we stay divided, then management gets the nitpick. Think about this. APWU expediters performing mail handler work, mail handler stewards go to write grievances, and you have statements from the APWU expediter who actually performed the work. Case closed. And if we can get together, join together, unionize ourselves in solidarity on this issue, there's no telling what the next issue may hold for us. Hey, this is that guy, Kenny Hodge, Brands President, always on the microphone, trying to keep my members updated. Remember, this is important. Now, really, on a harder note, mail handlers, if you can't become involved in the protection of our craft, the protection of our work hours, then how about if you stop complaining that everything is so messed up? Stop complaining that the post office wants to work you 7 days, 12 hours a day because they're short of people and you won't help the situation. And let me tell you, by bringing mail handlers into work, you're still going to be working overtime because that's the beauty, Columbus management. And that's very sarcastic. But anyway, let's have a great day. This is your brand's president. Oh, and just as a prior advance notice, tomorrow morning, we're going to be discussing the new regulations, the new management instructions on wounded warrior. If you're a soldier, you don't want to miss it because it's a nice one. Have a great day. My name is Kenny Hodge. I'm going to the gym.